The Escape Plan on Olivet, the Prophecy of Jesus that ties together all the prophecies here on 153 Great Podcasts.
Follow me to the water. Follow me to the sea. We're going down to meet a martyr. You free. So I'm standing as a witness to the mercy I receive.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Here we are again studying the escape plan of Olivet. We're going to continue in Matthew 24 today, and we're going to focus on the next few verses. Let's take a listen.
36 But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. 37 But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 38 For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39 And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 40 Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. 41 Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. 42 Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. 43 But know this, that if the master of the house had known what age hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. 44 Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
We just read Matthew 24, 36 through 44, and here are the major points in this passage. Number one, no man or angel knows the day or the hour of the rapture. God has not decided until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled, Israel has come into the church has been purified by persecution, and the Antichrist has been revealed and permitted to place himself inside the church of the living God, declaring himself to be God, or Jesus, the Mahdi, or Messiah. Listen, this is a key point. This has to happen. The rapture will come unexpectedly while people are engaged in normal daily activities. As in the day of Noah's flood, Peter tells us that after the rapture and after the conclusion of the millennium and the judgment, the eternal judgment, that the Lord is going to burn the earth and the heavens, and he will create a new heaven and a new earth. Environmentalists are going to be upset about this. And by the way, that's the second point. I just want to say that if Jesus is the Father and he does not know the day nor the hour, it simply means that God has not decided. He's waiting for the precious fruit, as Peter tells us. Number three, only 50% of God's people will be raptured. You know, two men are in the field, one's taken, one's left. Two women are grinding, one's taken, one's left. Why? Why are only 50% of the church to be raptured? It's because ignorance is sleeping. Ignorance occurs when people do not understand the key prophecy, the Olivet Discourse, and all the supporting ribs, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Ignorance of prophecy causes people to sleep. Prophecy is meat in due season, but most Christians, or half I should say, are focused on milk. Just make us feel good, Pastor. That's all we want. We just want to get our spiritual vitamin. We want to worship and feel the Spirit of Christ and get tanked up, but we don't want to hear any of this bad news of what's coming. Now, here's point four. Watching involves study of prophecy and observation of the signs and events that are right in front of our eyes. The true church will be awake. However, those that are left behind will be sleeping, as I said in point four. Now, number five, the good steward, that is, the master of the household, the pastor, will have his church spiritually prepared with the meat of prophecy, meat in due season. If he's focused only on milk, making people feel good, you know, trying to hit a home run and getting approval from his congregation, not warning people of what's to come, then that church will be sleeping. So, people need to be spiritually prepared to understand and recognize the key signs and events as they unfold before our very eyes. And the bad steward, who does not watch and prepare his people, he will be left behind. Listen, no man knows the day nor the hour, okay? Nor does any angel. However, we do know the season. Let me ask you a couple questions. Do we see a time of chaos around the world? Is it happening in your own state, in your own city? Chaos is the result of sin. Chaos and lawlessness mean the same thing. We are experiencing a time of chaos. Recently, I noticed that digital payments are emerging throughout every country in the world. Almost 90% of all payments in some of the European countries are done digitally with a cell phone. China, Singapore, the Asian countries, Japan, Koreas are paying digitally, and the United States is about to adopt digital payments as well. Do we understand what's going to happen when we are required to pay digitally? Just like many of us are being required to wear a mask in order to buy or sell. My wife and I experienced this when we went to the hardware store yesterday. We were required to wear a mask before we entered the store. It won't be long before we're required to be scanned to make our digital payment. Listen, can you see the signs? What is preventing the revealing of the Antichrist? The Bible says the restrainer, which who we think is an angel, possibly the angel Michael, is restraining the revealing of the Antichrist. But it's got to be right around the corner. He's going to enter the church, and every stone will come down. Organizations, compromise. Is your church compromising? Have we fallen into political correctness? Are we fighting a culture war instead of loving our neighbors as ourselves? Are we praying for our enemies? If people want to steal from us, are we giving them our coat as well as our cloak? How are we responding? Are we letting our love wax cold? Are we arming ourselves, or are we using the sword of the Spirit, the Word, to strengthen us? Are we assembling in these times, or are we sitting at home simply believing that we're going to stay Spirit-filled? The Holy Spirit leaks out. It discharges without fellowship, without community, without corporate worship. We need both. We need to be able to hunker down and feed ourselves, worship alone, but we also need our brothers and sisters. We have to take communion, because communion renews our covenant, our Acts 2:38 covenant, and you can't take communion by yourself. And now I want to change gears, and I want to talk about the aspects of prophecy that are directed specifically at Israel, the tiny nation of 5.5 million people that we see today. Looking at what's happening in our world today, we have to look at what's happening in the Middle East. With the weakening by division in the United States, the Middle East will begin to shake and become even more extreme than it is today. The Muslim Brotherhood is the religion of Islam, Sunni Islam, that controls Turkey. The Shia Islam controls Iran. Persians and Turks don't mix, but what we see is that the Persians have built military bases around the city of Damascus. The Old Testament predicts the destruction of Damascus. And what we also see is that the Turks have purchased the Russian S-400 missile defense system. They purchased this specifically to shoot down the F-16 airplane, which Israel has many. And the United States has been upset that Turkey has moved into the old Russian orbit, as in the past. By moving into the Russian orbit, we see the influence of Gog and Magog on the Turk ambition. The largest military in the Middle East is in Turkey. And so it's our expectation that some sort of unifier, a Mahdi, a Messiah, a false prophet, will emerge. Famously referred to as the Assyrian, will unify these two aspects of Islam for the locust invasion of the Holy Land. Many end-time exegetes have said that when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come. But what that is referring to is the Middle East peace agreement. This is bogus. What I've been hearing is that people are looking for peace and safety in their cities because of the chaos and the protests that are happening. We are going to see destruction shortly around the corner, as predicted in the book of Joel. where the former rain, the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, will now be met with the latter rain, a parallel move of God during the locust invasion. We need to take a deeper dive in the book of Joel, as well as the book of Revelation chapter 9, where we see the Abaddon king, Apollyon, the destroyer, leading the locust horde in a five-month adventure into the Holy Land to sting for 5 months men that do not have the seal of God in their forehead. So that's where we'll stop today, and we will learn the reason in the next lesson about why we need to pray for the peace of the city of Jerusalem, because the time of Jacob's trouble is immediately around the corner. God bless you, and thank you for listening today.
You've been listening to The Escape Plan on Olivet, the prophecy of Jesus that ties together all other prophecies here on 153 Great Podcasts. More content at 153greatpodcasts.com.